Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Burg. TexintheBurg.com for more information on all the great stuff that, that Dave provides. TexintheBurg.com. So, Windows 10. The ending of Windows 10 is coming, and it is now coming. It's barreling toward us, Dave.
Yes, every month I mention this, and it's getting much, much more real now. It's just over 4 months away, the end of Windows 10, and basically what that means is, because people are always ask me what's going on, what do they mean Windows 10 is ending. Microsoft basically is ending support for Windows 10. No more patches, updates, security fixes, etc. to Windows 10. And what that is going to mean for computer users, it's going to be different for everyone. A computer user that just uses the internet, doesn't access online banking, no sensitive stuff, doesn't make credit card purchases, they're going to be somewhat okay still using Windows 10. It's businesses and any residential user that does, you know, stock trading, gets on their bank site and buys stuff on Amazon or eBay or something with credit cards or PayPal. That's going to become dangerous, more dangerous every day that Windows 10 is not supported anymore. And it's imperative all the professional businesses, the law offices, accounting firms, medical offices, they all have to upgrade to Windows 11. And so it's dependent on what you use a computer for, but October 14th is the cutoff date. After that, all professional businesses have to have Windows 11, or they run a risk of something really bad happened, and they might be liable for it.
Well, and then there are a couple of other things, I guess, here at play, Dave. Is one of the things is just all of these businesses that are going to have to, like you say, the ones that have no choice, everybody doing this at once, there could be a supply problem. And I guess number two is you just don't know about the cost with all of this, the tariff talk.
With everything going on with shipping and everything, a lot of computer components come from overseas. The prices have been going. I've seen them all over the place. And if I had a Windows 10 computer now and I knew it wouldn't run Windows 11, I would be acting real soon, because in 2 or 3 months, it's hard to tell how much difference in price it could be. And I would not wait. Things are not going to get cheaper. They're only going to go up. And I would do it now rather than later.
Well, and like we said, it doesn't apply to everyone. But if it does apply to you, like you say, I would go out today and start and start looking. Just you don't want to take the chance.
Not today, this weekend. And there are some good sales out. If you look at Best Buy, Staples, some online computer stores, you still can get good buys, but in 2 or 3 months, it's hard to say what is going to be going on. And if you know you're going to have to upgrade, if you're one of the people that doesn't have a choice, do it right away. Do not wait.
Well, and this has been talked about for a long time, and I think that they've put it off a few times also, I think, haven't they? But this is it.
It's moved around some. This has been a pretty firm date for a while right now, October 14th, and so I don't think right now they're probably going to move it. It's possible, but I think it would be unlikely. So I think we need to set our sights on October 14th. That's going to be the cutoff date.
And this happens. This routinely happens with these operating systems. Things get better, come along, and it does happen. It's not like this is the first time.
They'll put an operating system out, like Windows 10 came out quite a while ago, and it'll have a lifespan. Then another Windows 11 comes out. It's been out for a little while now. And then they decide to sunset or retire Windows 10, and that's that. And unfortunately, with this time, Windows 10 would work with a lot of different hardware. That's not the case with Windows 11. Windows 11, they have prohibited older CPUs and older technology to be used with Windows 11. So, like with Intel processors, they have to be the eighth generation or newer.
Okay.
And so, any computer over about 5 years old or so that's Intel, it very well might not work. And so, that's a big difference this time rather than with Windows 10, because Windows 10, a lot of old equipment would work with it, and that's not the case now.
Well, and there's a way you can check. Isn't there a way you can check to see if your computer is eligible for an upgrade? It'll tell you.
Yes. Yep. If you go to Windows Updates, it's going to tell you this is not eligible or this is eligible. Do you want to upgrade? And plus, like I said, if your computer is 5 years or old or older, you really need to look into it and to see if it's even going to be worth it. This might be the time just to upgrade to a new computer, because your computer is pretty much near the end of its normal lifespan anyway.
Yeah,
and if you have to do this, you might as well at that point just invest in a new computer.
October 14th. Keep that date in mind, because you know it's and especially if you know that your computer or your office computers are going to be at risk, because like you said, you know, are dealing with banking, those kinds of things, or things on the internet than the usual stuff. Go out and start looking, because you don't want to wait on this one.
Yes. And I know a lot of residential users, they just do some basic internet browsing. They don't do anything of a secure nature with credit cards or financial information or whatever. It's not quite as imperative with them, but all the professional offices, the accounting firms, the law firms, the medical offices, they absolutely have to be upgraded by this time, or there's could be tremendous risk involved with them as far as liability if something does happen and it was found that they didn't upgrade. And so it all depends on what you do. If you do any type of secure stuff on the internet, you need to upgrade your computer by October 14th.
Well, and I guess the other thing, too, to consider is, especially if you're in an office environment, it's going to take some time to get the computers, get them ready to go. And, you know, if you're dealing like with techs in the burg, there's only so many of you to do that. So keep that in mind.
And there's a lot involved in this, Ted, because the Windows 11 is similar to Windows 10, but there are some differences to it. And when you get new computers in a whole office, whether there's two or three users or 30 or 40 users,
yeah,
it's a big deal. It's a big expenditure. It's a time-consuming thing, and no one likes change. And getting new computers, it's expensive and frustrating for workers. And so it has to be planned out. It's not something you just rush into. So I hope most businesses have already been planning this, and hopefully most have already done it. I know a lot have. I still know some stragglers right there that have not, but they have no choice. They have to.
Yeah, no, we don't like change, and I wish computers lasted long. You just get comfortable with a computer and with an operating system, and to have
with the operating system.
Yeah.
I used it back in the day. I loved Windows XP.
Yes,
then Windows 7 came out. I grew to like that.
Uh-huh.
I hated Windows 8.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was just a disaster. Windows 10, I liked. I like Windows 11 now. But there are differences in them, but I really liked Windows XP and Windows 7 a lot and used them extensively a long time ago. But you get used to something over time, and then when you change, you're like, oh, no, I don't want to change. I'm just really getting used to this and really comfortable with this, and now they throw something else at us. But Windows 11 is going to be around for quite a while. So if you haven't upgrade, get something, get a new computer, over time you'll grow accustomed to Windows 11. And then that'll be it. It will just be, just another operating system.
Well, if people have been listening to you and I talk monthly. You have been talking about this for the last couple of years to get ready. So this shouldn't be any surprise.
And I keep saying it's going to come on us real fast.
Yeah.
It seems like time just flies. And it's just over 4 months away now. These 4 months are going to fly by. And people are like, gosh, I had all this time to upgrade. I didn't. Now I'm out running around trying to find a computer, and the prices have gone up 50% or something. And this isn't something to procrastinate over. You got to do it right away.
No, and like you say, you don't know about the price, and also just the availability. All of a sudden, you might be able to find it, and it's one of those situations where you and thousands of others in the area are also looking to do that kind of thing, and you don't want to have to wait on this.
And as October 14th gets closer, it's going to get more and more tight as far as the availability. I see a lot of laptops available. I'm seeing a lot less PCs available, especially in the stores, in Staples, in Best Buy. And if you're looking for a PC, you really need to look faster. You might be ordering something and it could be weeks away for you to get it, depending on the availability. So if you need to act and not wait.
Wow, October 14th. Sear that number in your head to do that. And like you say, what you just mentioned about PCs brought up a point, and you dealing with a lot of people now in office settings, there still are a lot of PCs. Are you still, do a lot of people just in residential use, just at home? Do many people still have a PC, or does a lot of people have laptops?
There's quite a few people with PCs, especially the gamers. The gamers, that's almost the only game in town, so to speak.
Yes,
is a PC. You can build them more powerful and just with a lot more bells and whistles than a laptop. There are gaming laptops, but if I wanted to get a really, really good gaming computer, that would be a desktop. It would not be a laptop. But there's a lot of people that have both at their houses. They'll have one or two PCs and maybe two or three laptops.
Yeah.
Laptops have gotten much, much more popular over the last 5 or 10 years. And that's maybe one of the reasons some of these stores aren't carrying as many PCs. But for businesses, PCs still are the main thing.
Right.
A lot of businesses have laptops, but the majority are desktops.
So keep that in mind, that you don't want to be on a waiting list or paying a whole lot more. So this now is the time to look.
Yes, and the cost would be a big thing to me, because I have no idea what these things are going to cost in a month or two.
Yeah.
With on and off tariffs, with the supply chain disruptions, with coming from overseas, I would rather do it this weekend than wait.
Yeah, get out there and do that. Get a handle on this. October 14th is when Windows 10 ends. And again, as Dave the Computer Guy has laid out, not everybody needs to rush and do this, but especially in an office setting, or if you're using your computer for financial kinds of things, you are going to need to get that changed if you can't get Windows 11 on it.
Yes, absolutely.
Dave the Computer Guy here, Techs in the Burg, techsintheburg.com. They're at 505 Lafayette Boulevard. One of the things, we haven't talked about it when we talk about PCs, because you sometimes have told me about, you have built some pretty extensive gaming computers for people. So that's another thing that if you're looking to do that, check out Techs in the Burg.
Yeah, after the break, we'll talk a little bit about gaming PCs, and we've done a lot of PCs, custom PCs for professional photographers. But right after the break, we'll delve into that.
More coming up. Dave the Computer Guy on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30. 30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFBA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Always good stuff with Dave the Computer Guy with the Tex in the Berg. Look forward to this every month. TexintheBerg.com is the website, TexintheBerg.com, or you can call 371-2874. Dave, you provide all kinds. We don't spend enough time at times talking about what you do. I mean, you provide just a wide range of services, whether it's monthly things or you've got a problem with a computer, you can drop it by.
Yes, we do managed services for businesses. We build custom computers for residential users, gaming computers. And like I said before the break, we've lately done about 7 or 8 really, really nice computers for professional photographers around Fredericksburg. And just everything. Everything to do with laptops and computers.
So check out Tex in the Berg, TexintheBerg.com, or just give Dave a call at 371-2874 and talk to him about your idea or your problem or what may be the case for either for yourself or for your business. 371-2874. 5G cell internet for home. What in the world is happening here?
This is the new, well, not the new, but I think is going to be the future,
okay,
so to speak. I've recently said a few shows ago that I've finally cut the cable. We've had Cox and then Verizon,
yeah,
and Fios, and got rid of both of them and went with a T-Mobile 5G cell solution. And it's worked great. And it's very, very flexible. It's inexpensive. And I love streaming. And that the hardest part of this was to get used to streaming apps.
Right.
And before you have, you know, with Verizon or with Cox, you have a TV, you have a remote, you just flip around the channels. With the cell service and using the streaming apps, we have, YouTube TV,
mm-hmm,
Pluto, and Frndly TV. And everything is altogether, we get a ton of channels. We're paying less than 50% what we were paying before with cable.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. And I see a lot of things I wasn't able to watch before that I can now. And I think over the next several years, a lot of people are going to be cutting the cable and going with cell service. We're currently working with several businesses on switching over their internet to cellular 5G service. It's inexpensive and pretty quick,
and it's stable and all of those things. It's so interesting, isn't it, to look at technology and how things
and
that we thought.
They don't have to run fiber optic cables all over the place to every house. If you're in a 5G cell service area, you can get either T-Mobile, I think AT&T and Verizon offer it also. You just, you know, plug in your address and they'll tell you whether, you know, they cover you or not if you're in the 5G area. If you are, it's like $50 or $60 a month for high-speed internet. And then if you have a newer TV with apps on it, you know, YouTube or any of these apps,
yeah,
that you're good to go.
Isn't it interesting, Dave, how, I mean, years ago, I mean, to Fios was such a big thing. And if you were in an area that had it and you just, you know, you pitied people that didn't have Fios and how, you
oh,
know,
gosh.
Now that.
And yes, I remember in Northern Virginia first getting cable and it was like 1 or 2 meg high speed internet. And I thought that was just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And now it's, you know, 500 megs or 1 gig speed is normal, and we're getting used to this and maybe spoiled by it, but I really love the 5G. It's fast. It's been pretty stable, and my big thing is the cost. It's inexpensive, and I just love the apps. Like I said before, I would I wish I had done this a while ago.
Yeah.
I just like it so much better than cable. We've got regular channels. You get 4, 5, 7, and 9. You get all the news channels. You can get Fox, CNN, whatever you want, and all the movie channels, everything. And it, the price, you can't beat it. And I just love the flexibility of it. And I wish I had done it a year or two ago.
And like you say, it does take a little bit of getting used to or figuring out how to navigate. But once you do, it becomes just kind of second nature.
The first few weeks were tough, Ted, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what packages do I want?
Yeah.
No, this package didn't work out. Then you get another one. And I got that all sorted out to what I'm comfortable with. Now I love it, and I will never go back to cable.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's technology is something in the world we live in is just
and
something
with,
to watch.
With there's going to be more and more cell towers going up around the United States.
Yeah,
and in far out areas in rural communities, that you know, a cell tower all of a sudden you might not be able to run a fiber optic cable to this
right.
house, but the cell tower reaches there. You'll have 5G, and you'll be in business with high speed internet.
Yeah, and that is the case. So many areas we're looking at, especially rural areas, to run cable was going to be really expensive, and so there wasn't much hope. But this is the game changer we talk about.
It's a big game changer with the 5G technology. It's real fast. It's stable. And there's low latency. That's the key, because
yeah.
a lot of people will be using, they might in their house have a voice over IP phone, and you need a good fast connection with low latency, or else you're going to have all kinds of problems with voice calls. But this technology is so fast, and we haven't had any trouble at all using this with our 5G, and we just love it.
Dave, the computer guy here with Tex in the Berg, texintheberg.com. How to use a PC. This is going to be interesting because I think you're going to open the eyes of some people of really, you know, where files go and how you can make it. Because I'm terrible at this sometimes, that I will save things and can't find them. And I think you've got some tips here for us.
Yes, and we've seen so many just absolute messes, Ted, come in. People have stuff stored all over the computer on the root of C. They'll have 500 gigs of files on their desktop and very little actually stored in their My Documents. And if you try to go through the PC to figure out where everything is, you pretty much got to scour the whole hard drive to figure out where everything is stored. And it's crazy. Put all your documents in your My Documents folder.
Yeah.
Don't put a bunch of data on your desktop. It used to be where if you put, you know, 100 or 200 or 300 gigs of data on your desktop, it would really bog your computer down. It's not as prevalent today with the fast CPUs and memory and solid state hard drives and stuff. But you still don't put a ton of data on your desktop. Just put everything in your documents or pictures or video folders, and then put shortcuts on your desktop. Don't put a half a gig or a gig or a terabyte or something, or I mean half a terabyte or a terabyte of information on
yeah.
your desktop. Don't do that. That's crazy. And don't put it in the root of C. Put it where it goes in the My Documents folder, the pictures, music, video folders. And we get a lot of people asking questions about basically how do I use my computer. And I was thinking about this, that, okay, you get a car, you've got to go to your driving school, and then you got to get a driver's license. Very few people actually take courses or go to college to learn how to use a computer. There are a lot of good books out there for beginners. I see a lot of older people. I'm in my 60s. Anyone my age or older did not grow up with this stuff. We didn't have high-speed internet back in the 60s, in the 70s, with laptops and PCs and all this stuff. The kids these days, they grow up with this,
yeah.
but we didn't. And so we get a lot of people that are just stymied. Everything, the technology is changing so fast, and they just, no one can keep up, especially older people. There are a lot of really good books, Windows 10 for beginners, Windows 11 for beginners, Microsoft Office 365 for beginners. And some of these books have actual large print, very easy to read, very easy to understand. Just a little initiative to help yourself understand computers and everything can go a long way in increasing your enjoyment out of the computer and your productivity. So these books are wonderful for people that are stymied by this new technology.
That is a great, I've never thought of this, Dave, but you're right. This is such a great example, because young people today have grown up. Some of us haven't. And don't be afraid to get these books and learn something.
Gosh, no. And it improves your quality. You know, a lot of people will get a computer. No one's ever told them how to use it or showed them how to use it. And they've never taken a class or anything. So they just fumble along and do the best they can. And more often than not, they're frustrated and actually hate the computer. But you just get one of these books, and there's many different ones available. Spend, you know, 20 or 30 minutes every now and then reading a chapter in it. And lo and behold, everything will open up, and you'll be like, wow, I didn't know I could do this. This is great. And their enjoyment and the use of the computer just changes dramatically.
I can't imagine sometimes when people bring computers into you and want you to find something, or, you know, and sometimes I guess you've got to be just a detective and you know, think like, where in the world did they put something?
Yes, we've seen stuff hidden on hard drives all over the place. I'm like, there's no way they could have done this. this is crazy. Why is it there? Why is this file structure set up like this? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. But you see everything. You see, you know, things that are done properly. You see things, you know, crazy, and everything in between. But you have to expect the unexpected,
yep,
so to speak. And you have to really do due diligence, especially if you're trying to upgrade a computer or back it up or something. You've really got to scour the hard drive everywhere to find out if they've stored something where they shouldn't.
Yeah, and I'm sure just even trying to talk to people sometimes is a challenge of saying, like you say, put it into my documents, and they're looking at you like, what are you? Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they'll have folders all over and links to other folders, and then move it from somewhere else, and then the link is no good, and it's just a mess. But yeah, these books and just a little initiative to help yourself, it can mean a big difference in the quality of your existence with that computer.
Speaking of knowing your way around a computer, System Restore is, I mean, usually when you have to use System Restore, something is generally gone amiss. But there are some things on the computer that can help you.
Yes, with Windows 10, Windows 11, System Restore can be a pretty handy thing. In fact, I had to use it the other day with a business client. They had an emergency. Their computer just got all messed up. I was like, okay, over the phone, let's do this, let's do that. And with System Restore, we got them back up and working pretty quickly. And basically, it takes a snapshot of the operating system for this moment in time, and every time there's a change, if you have the System Restore enabled, every time there's a major change to the operating system, mm-hmm, whether it's a new program installed or an update, etc., installed on that computer, it can take a snapshot of it. And if you run into trouble, you can back the computer up to that point in time and make it just like that with your documents and everything remaining the same. Just the operating system is put back to that previous state, and it's a really, really handy tool.
Oh, it certainly is, and to know it's there, It has bailed me out a number of times. So to have something like there can be a real lifesaver, and know about that. Read up on it if you have to.
Oh, absolutely. You just go to system properties where you can, at the bottom of in your taskbar, in the search, just type in restore, and then you go right to it. And you need to make sure it's enabled, and then you can create a restore point, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, make sure that is clicked. We're going to take a quick break and come back and wrap up this morning. We'll talk about file history and PC bargains out there that Dave the Computer Guy has found. Dave the Computer Guy here this morning. Tex in the Berg, texintheberg.com is the website, texintheberg.com, 371-2874 if you want to call and talk to Dave about any of these things or other things. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dave, the Computer Guy, here this morning. Dave, this has been the fastest hour in radio. It has flown by, and we've had a lot of great discussions this morning.
Yeah, this hour, it does not seem like an hour. It seems like about 15 or 20 minutes.
It does. A lot going on. Before we get out of here, another thing is, as we kind of have talked about, just some things to know about with your computer, file history can be a big help to you.
Yes, file history is a little bit different than system restore. System restore is pretty much a snapshot of the operating system. File history is Windows version of file backup, basically, and it backs up all your files, and as your files change, it will update individual files, and so you can go to your file history and you can pull up different versions of files saved on your external hard drive or flash drive, and between that and system restore, you can really, really, and these are two things that are built into Windows 10, Windows 11, and for free. And so you can use these and really help yourself in case of an emergency, if something happens, whether it's file restore system restore or the file history. Both of these work in tandem. The system restore stores the operating system files, file restore or file history can get you individual files back.
Yeah.
So use both of these.
Yep. No, there are a lot of great tools. And like you just said, you know, a lot of these books out there for beginners, if you don't know, and don't be embarrassed to get some of these things, because you learn a little bit about this and it will make your time on the computer a whole lot more, just the time more profitable.
Yes, and no one knows everything. I guarantee I could probably read some of these books and find out something that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, wow, I either learned this and forgot it, or I never knew it to begin with. And I'm like, wow, this is fabulous. And you know, unless you take a course or read a book, it beats it. I'd rather read a book and learn than try to figure it out myself with no help and just fumble around and get frustrated.
Yeah, no, things, a lot of times shortcuts, some of these, you know, using keys as shortcuts, you find out about something like that, and it's like, wow, that's good to know.
And Ted, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's one other thing I wanted to mention. You can get mouse pads with the shortcut combinations printed on them.
How cool.
And they're, you know, a mouse pad, $6, $7, $8 or something. And it has a list of Windows, Word, Excel,
yeah.
PowerPoint shortcuts all over the top of the mouse pad. It's right there. You can have right on your desk to use. That's a really good present for a computer user. If you want to get a computer user or something, get them a mouse pad with all the shortcuts on it.
That's a great gift idea. Hey, before we get out of here, you always are looking around for PC bargains.
Yep, the best one I can find right now, Ted, it's at Best Buy. It's an Asus 17-inch laptop, i3 processor, 512 gig solid-state drive, $328, and you cannot beat that. It's a really, really nice laptop. It's big. It's 17-inch, so it might not be the best for an ultra-mobile person. But for a desktop replacement, so to speak, for a laptop, it's really good. It's a bargain.
Interesting. So, and as we talked about, October 14th being the end of Windows 10 and support for Windows 10, there's going to be people out there looking for PCs and laptops. If that's going to be you, don't put this off because you don't know about the price.
Don't put it off. And if there's, like we were talking, if there's a supply chain disruption, that's going to make things worse. Prices would go up. The supply would go down. Act now. Do not wait.
Dave, thank you. What a I'm breathless at the amount of information you have provided for us today. Dave the Computer Guy, Techs in the Burg, techsintheburg.com. We will talk next month. Thank you, my friend, for all this great information.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Fredericksburg.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.